sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Starting now.
Well, a new survey has found that millennials eat a lot of pizza. That's right, for good reason. It's pizza. It's the best thing ever. It seems young adults aged between 18 and 35 order up to 10 pizzas a month. That's about one every 3 days. That's five times as many as adults over the age of 55. The survey also found that almost 1 in 10 adults eats at least one takeout or fast food meal every day, with pizza being the most popular dish. I could eat pizza every single day. The only thing that keeps me from eating pizza every single day is that it's not that I would hate myself, but I'd be pretty disappointed in myself after a while. It's delicious, but I'd be like, all right, get your life together. You're eating pizza every single day. Come on. There is currently 26 U.S. states where marijuana is legal or soon will be legal in some form. So more and more people obviously are using it, which seems to be leading people to drink less beer. That's right. Industry insiders have watched beer sales drop over the past 8 years. And it doesn't matter what kind of beer it is. Sales on both mass-produced domestic brands and craft beers have fallen. People are getting high, man, instead of drinking beer, man. Whatever. Whatever gets you, man, I don't care. I'm going to keep drinking beer. But, you know. See, maybe that's why pizza sales have gone up. It makes sense. More people smoking weed, more people getting the munchies, more people ordering pizza. It's just science. That's all it is. And lastly, 2016, this bitch of a year has now claimed a beloved American astronaut. That's right, John Glenn. Died yesterday at the age of 95. In 1962, John became the first American to orbit the Earth, and he did it 3 times. He's also the 5th person overall to travel to space. He was honored with the Congressional Space Medal of Honor in 1978 and was inducted into the U.S. Astronaut Hall of Fame in 1990. Before joining NASA, he was a fighter pilot in both World War II and Korea. And after his space career, he served as a U.S. senator from Ohio. He was a Democrat, and he held a seat for 25 years from 1974 until 1999. You'll be missed, John. True American hero going into space. And once again, 2016 can kiss our ass. It's been a terrible, terrible year. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?
More of the Plan B Morning Show with Brock coming up in 3 minutes. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.